Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Everybody, happy Saturday. It's time to put all of your worries and woes to one side and just relax and have a good time with me. I'm Linda Irwin and Jan Drake-Bakke. And Jan, are you enjoying this Global Contact weekend we're having?
Yes, I am. And it's just fantastic. And I'm ready to experience anything and everything that is going to be happening and that is already happening, I'm sure, along with the full moon.
Yes, it's a full moon. It came in at, I believe, 7:25 this morning Eastern time, which is 5:25 where I am and 4:25 where you are. So we were kind of asleep when it snuck in. But it's going to be bringing a lot of positive energy for us to move forward and take care of those dysfunctional family situations to be able to speak peacefully and lovingly to address everything that's going on that we don't like, that we're not happy with, and try to resolve those issues or at least agree to disagree. And you know what? Star family will help with that, just like angels, guides, and our loved ones on the other side, and even those people that are still here in the physical that work with us as part-time spirit guides and come to us when we need them. But real quick before we get into the calls, and I already see the call queue here, we've got 201-313-786, and I know who that one is, 256-470-216, 850, and ending up with 845. And we will get to you in just a few, but right now, Jan, would you share your wonderful poem with us?
For sure. Thank you. Yes. This is just, it's Between the Worlds is what it's called. I just sort of named it right now because it didn't have a name. And it says, sometimes you look between the worlds and see something you have never seen. Sometimes you hear some words from someone from somewhere in between. Sometimes you feel a magical feeling that you cannot explain. Sometimes you get touched by something that is not from this earth plane. Oh, how am I supposed to know what all of this is? How am I to feel? How can I tell anybody when I don't even know if it is real? Sometimes I know in my heart that there is love all around, and sometimes I know from the start that this day will be profound. How can I express these awesome things? I might get others riled. How can I share about how my friends all have wings? They are all in the Psychics Gone Wild.
Woohoo! I love it. And you hit right on everything because when we first start having experiences, we question it. We think, oh, it's just our imagination. But is it? I mean, if it happens frequently and you know within your core being that you're getting some sort of contact, then it's time to pursue that. Learn how to recognize those signs, right?
That's right. Absolutely. And that's
all
what
right.
We are. Yay!
Are we ready to party with our callers?
Yes, we are. We're going wild today.
Oh, we are going wild. And we're going to bring on first area code 201. Hi, welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. Could I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Rose.
Hi, Rose. Are you the Rose musician, the one that does the beautiful songs?
No.
Oh, you're not? I bet you do, though.
No.
I bet you do. You feel musical to me. Either that, or you must really enjoy music and you use it as a healing tool, correct?
I do. I love music. I always
do.
Aha.
Wow. Okay, well, what can we do for you today? What's your question?
I guess I want to know what you see with regards to my love life.
Okay. Oh, I see the last one you had wasn't so good. That's the first card that came up, was a shadow being. Now, the second one is showing somebody that's actually very centered, very grounded, very mature, older than you, and also someone that you can bring about simply by focusing and contemplating on the situation. I believe it is someone you actually know right now. It's the feeling I'm getting to go with that, but someone you haven't had a chance to really connect with. Does this resonate for you?
No, not really. I have no idea who that could be.
Well, it could be a coworker. It could be someone at a place where you have meetings, if you have, like, spirit circle gatherings or things like that. Well, maybe then you haven't met him yet, but perhaps you've seen him in the astral, in your dream time. Does this resonate with you that you may have seen him then?
I don't know. I don't know of anyone older than me. I haven't been talking to anyone. So there's no one that I'm interested in.
Clarify a bit more. I'll draw three more cards here. I'm actually seeing the sign for Minbari. It's like a teacher, someone who is a teacher to you. And they are communicating through telepathic means. And I'm also showing that you are recently learning to take command of your own life, that before you weren't so much doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know who the teacher type person is, but it does seem like if you don't know who they are right now, that you should know pretty soon.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jan?
Wow, that was awesome, Linda. And also that she likes music, too. That is so cool that you picked
I just started hearing music when her name came up, and I thought maybe she was the rose that we have here. But, you know, a rose by any other name is just as sweet and musical.
Yeah, that is so nice. Well, I saw these huge wings for you, Rose, and they were, and it's funny, I was just talking to Linda right before the show about dragonflies, too, and this is what I saw really big and clearly here. So let's see what the dragonfly says in relation to anything in your life, but to what a relationship may be happening for you. So it says, be on the lookout for any falsehoods, deceit, or illusions that are clouding a current situation or relationship. And it says you are being entirely too rational about everything and really need to tap into your deeper emotions, whatever they may be. This is a time when the magic and mystery of life is reawakening for you. It's important now to recharge your psychic energy, which you can do by regularly meditating. You are going through a major transformation, so enjoy the process. And if you might be emotionally intense and passionate, and I mean it says that you do have that in you, and although you've matured, you've learned the art of detachment and emotional containment. It's a good time to get grounded. Also, and you have a strong connection to nature spirits and love gardening and working with plants. You're a master of seeing through illusions, whether it's your own or for others. So how does that sound to you? That's the magic of dragonfly. They really see through illusion, and it's a time for transformation, too. They also like to wear it's a good time for color, kind of like the butterfly. They like colorful things. Does mm-hmm. that feel good to you?
Sounds good to me.
Good.
Oh, I love it. Well, Rose, I hope we helped you today.
Yes, thank you both so much.
Yeah,
thank you.
Absolutely.
Keep listening to the music and play with those dragonflies.
I will.
And beware, there is a teacher coming for you that's a very strong male and a good possibility for a relationship, okay?
Wow. Okay. Thank you.
Good luck, Rose.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. And I just noticed two people got dropped out of our queue. Be persistent. Call back in 773-897-6461. We'll be ready to take your call. In the meantime, guess who we have, Jan?
Who?
Elijah.
All right, Elijah. Oh, my God.
Hello, family. How are you guys?
Good.
Oh, doing great.
Nice to hear you.
What can we do for you today?
I'm just happy to be on this side. Just taking a couple of new endeavors and wanted to see what it feels like to have a reading on this side, and who better than my family, so open
all
to
right.
any readings.
Awesome.
Well, the first card I get for you, Elisha, is building, like a foundation, a new business, a new venture, something that's very powerful. I actually see your girlfriend standing next to you on this venture. She's highly, highly telepathic and intuitive. She's also a very,
very
strong individual, and she will help you when you're starting to feel a little bit down and depressed. I'm also showing that
uh-huh.
the two of you should spend more time together in quiet meditation and getting out in nature. Does that resonate for you?
Yep, we do that quite a bit, but that's the way to go, and that's right on with what's going on, essentially, taking on new endeavors, and she's my right hand, so it's beautiful. Thank you so much, so perfect.
Oh, great. Jan?
Cool. Hi, Elijah. I see the beach, but I know that you live in Florida, but
mm-hmm.
it popped up, so I don't know if you're going to the beach at all, but then
almost
I saw, really? Oh, cool, yeah.
Yeah.
But what I'm seeing right now.
I was
now,
there this morning.
Oh, you were? Well, no wonder.
Yeah.
That's why it's popped in so strongly. And, I am seeing the wolf here. So that is the animal that is coming through. And let me see.
That is one of my lifetime animal totems.
Oh, really?
Cool.
That's
yes,
awesome.
Like
a power animal. Like one
that's
of your
power
animals.
That's my power animal. That's you got it. Yeah.
No wonder, because it's just coming through really, really well here. And so anyway, it says characteristics and behaviors that no longer serve your spiritual purpose are being pulled from your consciousness. Make cooperation a priority over competition. Valuable insights, ideas, and new teachings are coming your way. It's important to maintain your integrity and deeply trust your inner knowing at all times, and you're being spiritually and psychically protected at all times too. And let's see, you want to be more expressive in your communication right now by adding more body language and vocal inflection. You have a strong sense of family and community and an intuitive sense of order and are very affectionate with your friends and family. You much rather avoid confrontation, but will fiercely defend yourself and your loved ones whenever necessary. You're very expressive verbally and nonverbally and can tell a story with a great deal of passion, sincerity, and animation. You are a natural-born teacher, imparting knowledge based on experience more than from formal education. I don't know if that's true because I know you've had a lot of education too, but that's just they're just giving you, stuff about basically about the wolf.
You all are so accurate on everything you said. It's amazing. Yes.
Really?
Really, 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 really couldn't be more precise. Yes.
Oh, good. Well, that's basically what it's saying there here about this, about the wolf in this particular book. But I'm glad that I'm glad that I picked up on it because it really did come through very strongly.
100%. Wow. It's just amazing, amazing. Between you and Linda, it's just perfect. I love you guys so much.
We love you too.
I love you too.
I just want to say, Elisha, we share a power animal. One of mine is the white wolf, and then I also have the spider.
Oh, wow.
Linda, I have the spider too.
That's amazing.
Must be one of the characteristics of what we do, huh?
Yes.
That's right.
Oh.
Dreamweavers. Beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
Well,
I'm so
thank you guys so much. See
thanks
you guys
for,
on.
So glad you called
on
in.
That. Yes. Thank you, too.
Splash some ocean water
blessing
on me. I can use it.
I hope you and your girlfriend have a beautiful day today.
Thank you. We are going to the beach right now to do a full moon meditation with huge community that we have here, and it's going to be amazing. So thank you all, and thank you for your reading. It was so beautiful. I love talking to you guys.
Love you, Elisha. Love you.
Bye. Oh, that was so sweet. Well, our
that
next
was
caller
wonderful.
Somebody who's been very persistent. She or he's been dropped several times.
Hi.
Erin Code 313, thanks for hanging in there and trying again.
No problem. I know I got kicked off. How you ladies doing this evening?
Good.
I'm great.
That's good. My name is Sherelle, and I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Hi, Sherelle.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, Sherelle.
Yes?
Let's see. New car, new place, new man. What's your question today?
is this guy going to stick around?
Okay, let me see.
Named Michael. I wonder if we're going to have a successful future together.
Okay, Michael is giving me a sense of security, but he also has something in his life that he's fighting right now. And it appears to have something to do with another woman, a woman from his past. Does this resonate?
Oh, wow. I don't know. What
it
is
could
it?
Be something where he's brought forth expectations from that old relationship is what I'm getting, and he's reacting in that way.
A baby?
He needs, yeah, a previous love relationship that didn't go well, and now he's kind of shy about stepping into a new relationship or committing to a new one. Because
well,
I've
we were
seen that he's
before.
A very... very serene, secure person, but he's also fighting quote-unquote demons, as they call them, when we have baggage and that comes up. And interestingly enough, right?
We were together before.
No, this is somebody else. This is not you.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, but I'm saying we were together before, so I don't know why he has trust issues with me. I don't know.
Oh, he's just... rehashing the past. He hasn't dealt with his baggage. Let me go a little further into this for you, okay? See what else might be playing in. I see parents playing into this as well.
Oh, wow.
It seems like something to do with the way he was brought up by both his father and his mother that's not very agreeable or very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, he's kind of put an armor around himself. I'm seeing a man also that's got like a shielding around him. A protective shielding. So it's going to be a matter of breaking through his defenses and helping him to see that what in the past, whether it was how he was raised and what he was taught to believe and whatever past relationships he's had that didn't work out, that that's all different now. He can get rid of that baggage and move forward. So you're going to have to be very tender and delicate with him, but I really see that this could work. But you got your work cut out for you, Sherelle. I'll be sending you strength for that.
I believe I could be that woman that can break them through. I have the strength. I have the courage. I have it.
Great.
Yeah, I have it. Because I have a motherly figure, too, also. I can break through it.
Ah, there you go. Jan?
I think you do, too, because that was great, too. And because the first animal, I got a few animals for you, but the first one I got was a horse.
Really? A horse?
Yeah. And horse running like the wind, full of adventure spirit. Horse helps us to explore the wide range of our power through freedom, movement, and spiritual insight. Mm-hmm. And let's see, where did that page go?
Yeah, I do have it. I think I'm intuitive.
And you what?
I think I'm intuitive.
I think you are too.
Yeah, and yeah. It says, Horse accelerates intuitive understanding and deepens our spiritual path by leading us to graze on ancestral wisdom. And it's a strong herds animals as well as strong-willed individuals. Horses reveal how to relate lovingly to others, yet maintain independence. Intuitive and compassionate horse excels in partnership. Teamed with horse, we can learn to develop balance, endurance, and skill, and to overcome obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
And when the horse and rider connect as one, we open to a larger adventure. Horse expands awareness of love, honor, loyalty, and friendship.
Let's see.
Yeah. That sounds
horse.
Really...
Oh my. Yeah, and my sign is a Sagittarius, too. So.
Oh, really?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay,
that
that's
accurate.
Why it came through so strongly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Y'all ladies are very accurate. They
awesome.
She went deep in with his past. Dang. Go ahead, Miss Lady. You got it going on.
You're going to have
you.
To go in light and shining armor to rescue him, I believe, Sherelle. But if anyone can do it, I know you can. You are a strong
woman.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I try to be. I get it from my mommy.
her.
I don't want to hold
great.
Up your line, ladies. Y'all take the next caller, okay? Thank you.
Okay.
Y'all
thank
have
you, Sherelle.
Work
have a
hard.
Great weekend.
You're welcome. You too.
Thanks
be
for
blessed.
Calling.
You are welcome.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I love her. Just love her.
Me too. I do too.
Well, let's party on. I hope everybody's having a good time. Be sure to visit www.psychicsgonewild.com. Check out all the psychics we have over there. See what feels right for you. Listen into the shows because, trust me, people, there's a big variety of light workers out there ready to help you with their own unique styles and their own unique specialties. And then when you have checked out who you want, go over there and schedule that reading. Next, we're going to go to 470. Thanks for your patience. Hi.
Hi, lucky me. How are you?
Great.
Good.
Can we get your name, please?
My name is Maria.
Hi, Maria. What can we do
Hello.
For you today?
I'd just like to know what's coming through most strongly.
Okay, so just kind of a general.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. This has been happening more and more lately, and it's good news, actually. But since the last couple of months, I'd say, more and more people that are calling into the show are getting three very excellent cards. We've got for you a person of literature, of knowledge. We also have an ascended being and a light being, meaning that you are definitely working on your path and really advancing in your understanding and your knowledge and your light work. Wow, huh?
Wow, neat.
Thank you.
I'm going to go ahead and draw three more for you because I think there's more to it, and I'm correct, there is. I'm
Thank
actually
you so
seeing
much.
That you're making contact with extraterrestrial beings and that they're watching
oh
over
my.
You.
Oh, my.
And that recently they have rescued you out of a bad situation and appears to be with a male. So
really?
I don't know if that resonates for you or not.
No, could you go into more detail? Like how, what's going on?
Well, it's not necessarily a relationship. It could just be someone you know that may have been sending you dark energy, someone that's a rival to you in some way, something like that. I don't know how many people you know online. Are you on Facebook? Because they're telling me social media and that you've had some problems with
Well, I have stalkers. stalkers. Yeah, serious stalkers. They're tapping. Yeah, serious stalkers hacking my. I mean everything.
Okay. Well, the star beings are trying to watch over you and prevent that as much as possible. They've seen what you've been going through with it. So just make sure that you do everything safe that you can. Make sure you've got a good antivirus that monitors you while you're on there and will alert you the minute somebody tries to hack you.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm beyond that. Like, I'm into top-notch cybersecurity. This is like, these people are insane. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I can't even talk about it right now. That's how serious it is.
Well, report them to the authority, whatever authority you need to. Report them and don't let up on it. Make sure that they get them away from you.
Okay. Do you see me ever getting vindicated from just all this harassment and stuff? Like, I've gone through every single chain of command all the way to the top, capital T-O-P. Do you see any, like, relief from the situation and the harassment?
Okay, I do. But what they're actually showing me is sort of a reset of some kind. I don't know if that means to dump everything that you're doing now and start fresh to break the ties with these stalkers. And also, as far as the light being go, I'm getting that again, that you are being watched over very closely, and they're giving you the power to know what to do when in any given turn of events. You should feel like you're more connected with your own knowledge and your own being within as to how to handle things. That's a gift that they've given you.
Okay.
Dan, what are you getting on this?
Well, as soon as she started talking, immediately I saw the shark in the water. And it says, sharks are master of survival. Shark has dominated the ocean for hundreds of years. Curious, intelligent, innovative, and intuitive. Shark knows how to adapt and survive. So the shark is telling me for you that they're coming in to help you survive this whole thing. And shark is self-possessed and in control, embodies mystery, sometimes project derogatory meanings onto the shark, although they are talented and discerning. Sharply tuned, in tune senses, sharks enable to detect energy grids and electrical vibrations and to smell distant prey. Sharks are highly perceptive, and they discern situations quickly and clearly. They help us through our emotional waters, conflicts, and inner turmoils without overwhelming us. So it seems like the shark is trying to get you able to handle all this stuff and do it smoothly. You know what I mean? Sharks encourage us to face our fear and to identify what is holding us back. In this other book it says you're especially sensitive right now, so be careful what environments and situations you expose yourself to. Allow yourself to swim through your emotions fluidly so as not to get stuck. You are protected and can ward off any threats, negativity, or psychic attacks. So maintain your dignity and self-respect no matter who or what you encounter. So at least they're around you to help you with all of this. And God, it's such a bummer when this happens. Oh my goodness. And also to maintain, just personally, I would say always, you know, protect yourself. Do you do protections, you know, white light around yourself at all times as much as you can. And anything, all of that will help you. especially with these people, so that they can't come into you, as you know, they can't invade your energy. Just always surround yourself with a white light. And
okay.
I'm sure you're doing everything you can. You know, you're contacting whoever you have to contact and all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Tiger's eye.
That's such a hard situation. You know, if it's online or whatever.
It's everywhere. Everywhere. Person, phone, everywhere.
I had a stalker one time when I was at a job and didn't know what to do about it. And so I had to, you know, keep asking my boss to get this person out of the workplace because it was really awful. And anyway, to make a long story short, I actually had to go to a counselor. That is how I went to this counselor, because of this situation. And then I met my husband. But anyway, she told me I had to leave the job. Now, I don't know what, you know, but I did go to the police and they had to fill out the reports and all that stuff. I personally had to leave this particular job to get away because he wouldn't stop. And do whatever you have to do to protect yourself and stay protected as much as you can. But spiritually, you know, the white light protections do help. And you can even get several people together and do circles and with candles and do prayers too and protections. Those are powerful too. And the shark is saying that you have the ability to handle this. Is basically what I'm getting from it. You'll be okay. You're going to handle this. I think, you know. So have. Trust yourself and know that you're going to get through this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you see them, like, being charged or being caught and me getting vindicated? And
about the only thing I can see is,
no?
Is
okay.
That you will be vindicated in the sense that people will know who you are and what you really are all about and not what others have been led to believe, if that makes sense to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
The karma that plays in with the persons involved in this, it's hard for me to know exactly what their path is and what they have to deal with, but you will be okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you both. Thank you both so much. I appreciate this.
For sure.
Our best to you.
Thank you.
Please call
okay.
back and let us know what's
I will.
Going on. Okay.
I certainly will.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Maria.
Wow.
That's such an intense oh, I feel so sorry for her. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Oh, I know. And, you know, I invite people, too, to get a hold of Jan. She's been through a lot of situations, and she can share with that. And so... JanDrake007@hotmail.com, or if you have questions that you think would be more along my realm, continuumx@frontier.com, CNTNUUMX@frontier.com. Well, we're going to go on to our next one. We're ready to go wild with 216. Hi.
Hey, how you doing? Desmond.
Oh, pretty good. Could I get your name, please?
Desmond. Calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, hi. What can we do for you today?
I want to know if it's going to be this year or next year when I meet my twin soul, and what are her characteristics or her attributes or characteristics?
Okay. First of all, the ETs are not very good with linear time. So I personally couldn't tell you if it would be this year or next year. But let's see about characteristics here. Characteristics I have are somebody that's very environmentally conscious and joins good causes to fight for the environment and the safety and health of everyone on planet Earth. I also see that somewhere far away, not right near you, and somebody that's able to take charge in any situation. So I hope that helps kind of narrow it down for you what you're looking for.
Okay.
Okay, Jan.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I am just getting a whole bunch of different birds right now, and I'm trying to figure out which one is coming through the most. And I saw the parrot. I saw the hummingbird. I've seen what is that one? What's the one that puts his head in the sand?
Ostrich.
So I'm just gonna sort of go through all of them because they're all there. And what did I say? The parrot and the hummingbird too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're all there. So let's go with ostrich to start with because that was actually the first one I saw.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay, so. Ostrich says, sort out whatever is no longer useful to you and let it go to make room for the new. You're completely protected from any harmful psychic or spiritual intrusions. Find some practical uses for whatever inspirations and ideas have come to you recently. Be courageous in exploring and gathering information from new metaphysical and spiritual ideas that will help you stay grounded in this physical world. This is a great time to satisfy your hunger for knowledge by pursuing a course of study, whether through an informal or formal education. It says you are capable of accessing other dimensions of the spiritual realm while you're able to stay grounded, too. And you're a practical person and intellectual and intuitive, and you make sensible choices. You know when to stand tall and let yourself be seen, and you also have a strong digestive system. Ostrich is pretty cool. I mean, pretty stable character here. Animal. I love it. So, but let's just, for fun, move right over to the parrot and see what the parrot has to say. Did any of that relate to you with the ostrich?
Yes. Pretty much everything.
Oh, good. And so the parrot says, be discerning about when to speak and when to stay silent. It could be a good time to study the power and effects of light and color. Be alert to any new ideas that pop into your head that give you new growth or direction for yourself. And it's time to revisit and renew something you've always dreamed of doing. Now is the perfect time to do it. Ooh, that's really cool. And you have a great temperament and get along with just about anybody you are in contact with. You're very tactful and diplomatic and make a good mediator in crisis. And you work with color and light as a means of healing others. Awesome. And the last one, real quickly, actually this last one was when I was thinking of her, it felt like this was the animal for her. So the hummingbird. But it can be for you too. It's not just her, but it just felt like the hummingbird was, or maybe it was just for both of you, you know, really in general. But the hummingbird, it says you need to be very flexible with the twists and turns your life will take in the next few days and some more emotional sweetness in your life. You may need it. That's what the hummingbird always represents, that the love and the sweetness and all that. You're going through some very heart-opening kinds of experiences, and you'll quite naturally draw more and more love into your life. Openly express the love you have and feel for everybody in your life. Give yourself the gift of as many flowers as you can. Spread it around your house, et cetera, et cetera. Keep that fragrance going in the days to come. So it's just the idea of sweetness, you know what I mean? Because sweetness is the, it represents all the love stuff. And it says you're very, very independent and you're full of joy. It's crucial for your health and sanity to find work that allows you to be outdoors, too, at times. You're extremely sensitive and drawn to those who are light and positive. So anyway, that's what that animal says. Those are all really three positive, beautiful, oh, beautiful birds.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the bird energy around you, Desmond.
Time to fly.
Well,
I hope we helped you today.
That's very insightful.
Cool.
Great.
All right.
Thanks a lot, ladies.
Sure. Please call back anytime.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
And we're going to run along right now to 850. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello.
Hi.
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 Hi. I was wondering if I could get a general reading.
Sure. What's your name, please?
Sheila.
Okay. Let's see here. Ooh, we've got three kind of authority figures here. One is somebody that is very strong in the spiritual gifts. Another person is kind of politically minded. In other words, they're more into the 3D way of thinking. And the last one is highly telepathic. And these are three different people that they're not necessarily over you like superiors, like, for example, a boss or a parent, but they represent powerful intent in your life, in the sense that they're influencing you in some way. Do any of those three make sense to you?
Not really.
No? Okay. No. Well, let me see if I can get some more information out of who they are. Okay, the one. All right. Oh, they're showing me the last two again, so the one may have been from the past. The one that is more politically minded is somebody that is not living right near you. It's quite a ways away. And they're also somebody that is struggling with being a light worker. And the one that is trying to become very spiritual or is already very spiritual is an apprentice. It might be someone that you're actually working with or coaching or sharing what your knowledge is with them in order to understand. But there is that influence mixed in there with somebody that's kind of dissing you and what you do. Does that help clarify it any better?
Well, I have a lot of coworkers.
Okay, that may be coworkers then that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, the main message in that is to stay strong in who you are. Don't feel like you have to be quiet around certain people because you're afraid that they're going to be upset with you or whatever, but just to be who you are. Be respectful at all times. If somebody says they don't want to talk about it, don't talk about it, but don't hide who you are because you are a shining light and you need to let the people that need that light see it, okay?
Okay, I'm in a Bible Belt type of place. So I don't know if that's going to be acceptable.
Aha. Well, one by one, one day at a time, one person at a time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would the situation at work better? Because, I don't know.
Yeah, I think if you're trying to suppress yourself around certain people, they're going to know that something's not right, and they may suspect something and not communicate with you. But if you just are who you are without pushing anything on people, if it comes up in conversation, it comes up, then I think you'll be fine. I think people will relate and work with you better.
Right. I don't do that anymore. I mean, if it comes up, I do talk about it, but I don't push it off on anybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they might be just acknowledging to keep doing that then, because that's what they were showing me.
acknowledging.
Little by
sorry.
Little, things will become a little less strained around people. Just keep being who you are.
Mm-hmm. Because it's difficult working where I am because I deal with a lot of moody people.
Well, part of it's the energies we just came through, too. They're going to start lightening up now with Jupiter going into Leo. And
okay.
That's going to help lighten things up for a lot of people. A lot of pressure will come off of people, and I think you'll notice a difference here coming probably the middle of next week.
Oh, okay, wonderful.
Okay.
That sounds
Jan?
Better.
Yeah. What was your name again? I didn't catch it.
Sheila.
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 Mm-hmm. Sheila?
Sheila, yes. S-H-E-I-L-A.
Oh, S-H-E-I. Oh, Sheila.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, I just...
That's all right.
The first one was the dog.
Ooh.
And, yeah, and then... Oh, yeah, let's see here. So anyway, I'll just... Okay, keep your faith strong no matter what's going on in your life. It's important for you to volunteer for something purely in the spirit of service. Remain determined and resolute, even if you face some negativity or disappointment. Show your love and appreciation in creative ways to those you're closest to. Give your loyalty to those you love. And if you're feeling lonely and in need of companionship, You may be facing some difficulty or challenge and feel like giving up, but you are very loyal to your friends, your work, and community. So you do your best when you do work where you can serve humanity, and when someone needs something, you're quickest to respond. So these people are lucky to be around you, and so the dog is letting you know that you have these wonderful qualities, and just remember that you have them. Keep and stay with it. Stick with that. It can only rub off on others, you know.
I've been here almost 10 years. I don't know.
What?
I've been here almost 10 years. I'm beginning to doubt it.
Yeah, I know. Aw.
Yeah.
I know. That's too bad.
Yeah.
But the cow came in, too. I saw the cow also. And the cow is gentle and sensitive, peaceful connection with family. Cow sees goodness in life and offers the balance of teaching contentment. And peace, patience, contentment, serenity, soulful eyes, and quiet intelligence reflects cow's caring, giving nature. Cow is about finding peace in the pasture, being at home with one's family in close connection with the earth. The teaching of cow the teaching of balance that the cow offers is contentment. Calm and generous. Cows know how to share with their herd. Cow can help you settle and ground erratic energies. Cow teaches us to be easygoing and live in the present and to find happy, balanced sense of self. So that's why the cow's there, to help you with all of this, it seems like, to come in and help you balance these erratic energies, to try and have easygoingness, to live in the present, to try, you know, all of that stuff. It's really hard to work in situations like that. I'm sorry. Bull is the symbol of the sun, and cow is the symbol of the moon. Together, the bull and cow symbolize fertility, abundance, and the balance of female and male energies. Cow teaches nurturance and motherly devotion, a giver of life and protector of children. Moon goddesses once wore the horns of cows upon their heads. Cow teaches patience and gentle persistence, prompts us to shift potential into possibility. Cow can motivate and encourage when we begin to project and offers a balanced overview of what is needed. So hang on to that cow energy and keep that nice energy with you so that it doesn't freak you out as so much all the, you know,
mm-hmm.
in that in those around those people.
Yeah.
Okay. If you
I
have to stay there.
More. I just want to add one more thing, Sheila. The sun is in Cancer and the moon is in Capricorn right now, so they're directly across from each other. So that basically unfolds all around you from opposite ends. So draw that energy of both, like Jan was talking about with the cow, into you and go forth, do that work, be the best you can be.
Okay.
And if people don't like it, tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And it rub and it eventually your attitude and the way you are does rub off on others. Keeping
mm-hmm.
your yes, it does. Keeping yourself together like that and handling it as much as you can, it does rub off on people.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
And remember, we love you just the way you are. So,
well, somebody
sure.
does.
Well, thanks,
well,
Sheila.
Thank
our best
much.
To you.
Very
and
smart.
Hold on. Probably the middle of next week, things will lighten up a bit for everyone. Okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Please call
Bye-bye.
Back in to let us know how it goes.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. I think we got time for about one more here.
Okay.
Area code 256. You're on with Jan and Linda. Hi.
Hi, how are you? This is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
Good.
What can we
Hi.
Do for you?
Yeah, I just want to know in regards to speaking or maybe oration or writing, is there anything like in the entertainment venue for me?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The cards I'm pulling for you are like light warriors, speaking about your experiences of well, basically what I was telling the last caller, standing strong in who you are, not being afraid to put yourself out there. And I'm also seeing that you're going to be getting assistance in writing or speaking from our star family because they're actually showing me the white ship coming through the wormhole card and the security that comes in with knowing that you're a very good presenter. You have excellent ways of wording things that people relate to. Let
okay.
me just go ahead and draw three more cards here and see if we can get a little bit more direction on this. I'm showing Technomage, which actually talks about using your spiritual and psychic abilities in what you're presenting to actually talk about your personal experiences. And this way it will warm people up to relate to that have their own experiences to not feel like they're so strange because it's very natural. I also see you as a woman of great wisdom. But be careful in using big words. They're saying that people are having trouble with relating to large words or words that are not familiar to them. So keep it on a very human level as much as you can. And they're also showing me that you have been presented with a gift as far as choosing this line of work because this is what is meant for you. Does that resonate?
Yes, it does.
Ah, great. Jan?
Oh wow, gosh! The animals they're just going in and out and out and out, and I see different ones for you, and I'm trying to hone in on it. It looks like one of them is a lamb, and then another one, and I just see all these different big eyes. They're just like these big eyes all over the place. I don't know what those are. But anyway, one of them is a lamb, and another one was an owl. So let's just go for, let's look at the owl, because I don't know if I can get the lamb in any here. I have never been able to find a lamb in any of my books. So but I'll try again. But the owl was also presenting itself, and so let's see what the owl has to say here. I don't know what those eyes were on the ground. They were just sort of going around the place. Perceptive, maybe it was part of the owl. Perceptive shadow guide and talented nocturnal hunter. Owl teaches us to sense clearly so we may act with swiftness and precision. Guiding us through the dark, Owl shows us the path to inner wisdom. And skilled night hunters, both respected and feared, owls are linked with the moon and the spirit world and are often regarded as omens, bringers of magic and prophecy. Owl guards the nocturnal mysteries that surround us, whether we choose to see them or not. Owl lends night vision to the goddess of wisdom. Owl is a messenger, holder of secret knowledge, welcomes its shadow self. Seeing through deception, Owl perceives what others miss. Owl leads us in the dark unknown, reminding us to open our eyes and attune our senses, teaching us to perceive inner wisdom and follow its guidance. So that is interesting. Extraordinary vision and keen hearing, Owl enables us to notice subtleties in their surroundings, especially in the dark. Reliable truth teller, Owl helps us to sense with clarity and precision. So I was thinking that because you are into writing and all that stuff that I would get, you know, you might get something like the spider or something like that, but I wasn't seeing that. I was really trying hard to see if that would come through, but the owl is wanting to tell you this. Owl teaches us to pay attention to our perceptions. This is how we gain wisdom. So how does that feel to you?
Feels good.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Feels like you've got a mission and a message. I am
very
happy about that.
Yeah. Exactly. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Go forward and let us know what you're doing once you get that going, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Well, we got just a little over 2 minutes left. So why don't you tell everybody how they can get a hold of you, Jan?
Okay. I'm at my email is jandrake007@hotmail.com. And I'm on the website of Jethro Smith, www.psychicsgonewild.com. And I have a personal page, a public page on Facebook, Jandrake Bakke, that you can go to.
And you're on Twitter, too.
And I'm on Twitter, yes.
Yay! Well, everybody, I want to remind you again, if you weren't listening at the beginning of the show, though, I always invite everyone to listen to all the shows in the archives. Why? Because maybe you didn't get read today, but there is a message in it for you. So be sure to listen in and see if your situation matches someone else, and perhaps the solution we had given will match yours as well. But it is weekend for Global Mass Extraterrestrial Human Contact. So those of you that are seeking to reach out to our star family, please do reach out. It started on the 11th at midnight and goes through Sunday night at midnight. Do meditations outside, play music you love, and just see what comes to you. See, look up in the skies. See if they're visiting. In the meantime, I'm Linda Irwin, and I want to remind everybody, do visit www.psychicsgonewild.com. Also, join us on Facebook. We're over there. And Jethro Smith, Uncle Jethro is our mentor. You can find him at www.jethrosmith.net. So until next time, which will be Monday night, and that's 9 p.m. Eastern, check out Gary Wimmer with Lithomancy and Cards, and you'll just love him too. Until next time in Psychics Gone Wild, we're going to have a nice day, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for coming.
Yes, thank you.